Welcome back to the Spoken Wood Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Vanderlist, and for today's episode, we have an article that was written and recorded for us by Bob Rosieski of the Logan Cabinet Shop weblog. It's titled, Just Do It, and was originally posted March 3, 2011. Now, to find today's episode, or of course, even more great posts written by Bob, visit the Logan Cabinet Shop weblog at www.logancabinetshop.com, and that shop with two P's and an E, or of course, as I always do, I'll have links in the show notes to make it that much easier for you to get there. And as Bob said, just do it. So, in that case, let's just do it and get on with the show.
Considering that I write a hand tool blog, produce a hand tool related video podcast, and that I have written a few articles related to hand tools for Popular Woodworking magazine, you might think that I'm a huge fan of woodworking media such as books and videos, and you would be correct. I love to read and study traditional furniture and woodworking techniques, and as a result, I have a pretty good collection of books, my library card gets a good workout, and I have seen my fair share of woodworking videos. I'm also an avid reader and viewer of most of the woodworking magazines, blogs, and podcasts out there, and I spend plenty of time browsing the popular message boards. So you would think that when a newcomer to hand tools asks me for a recommendation on good books and/or videos to get for learning woodworking with hand tools, that I'd have a huge list of recommendations for them. Well, you'd only be half correct there. I do have a few recommendations, but they may not be what you might expect, and they really aren't the subject of this post. This is because I don't think that putting in a lot of time reading and watching videos is going to really help you to get better with your hand tools. You see, one of the challenges with learning to use hand tools is sorting through all of the different techniques. On the one hand, Frank Claus cuts his dovetails pins first. Roy Underhill, on the other hand, cuts his tails first. Who's right? What about chopping mortises? Should you start in the middle, or should you start at the end? Should you bore first and then clean up the waste with a bench chisel, or just go straight at it with a heavy mortise chisel? Don't even get me started on the use of a foreplane versus a scrub plane for initial stock removal. And sharpening? Let's just say that sometimes I think that's a barrel left better forgotten in the belly of the ship. So, while the upside to using hand tools is that there are so many different ways to accomplish a task, the downside to using hand tools is also that there are so many different ways to accomplish a task. With all of these different approaches available to us, it's no wonder so many folks new to hand tools feel so overwhelmed, and for good reason. Trying to learn all of the different techniques and approaches all at once will make your head spin clean off your neck. It's important when learning to incorporate more handwork into your projects to not let the information overload stop you from getting some actual woodworking done. It's far too easy to get caught up in tool acquisition and sharpening and forget that the original intent was to actually build something with all of these tools. Now don't get me wrong. I'm not getting down on books and videos. I mean, I do have my own blog and podcast for crying out loud. On the contrary, I highly recommend reading everything you can and checking out as many of the podcasts and videos as you can stand. Just not all at once. Because videos really are no better than a lecture if you don't get out in your shop and put that information to use. So find one or two to get you started and then get out in the shop and make something using that information. When it comes to hand tools, the best teachers are the tools and the wood. Even if the only tools you have are a small handsaw, a chisel or two, and a block plane, go use those tools and make something simple. Don't let a perceived lack of tools or knowledge stop you from cutting wood. The tools and the wood will teach you far more than any book or video. Using hand tools is a very tactile way of working with wood. It's all about feel and feedback from the tools and the material. When you use planes and chisels and handsaws, you feel and hear things that let you know what's going on. Now, I'm not talking about some kind of spiritual Zen thing. I'm talking about real, tangible results. For example, When I'm jointing a board's edge, straight and square, I can feel and hear when I'm done, even before I confirm my results with a square and straight edge. It's the tool, the long joiner plane in this case, that makes this possible. With a properly set up long joiner plane, jointing an edge straight by feel and sound is something you can do the very first time you pick up the plane. If you pay attention to what's happening, you begin to understand how you can control the results with your actions and the tool you choose. Feeling that an edge is square takes a little bit more time and muscle memory to master, but it only comes with practice. You won't get there by reading and watching videos alone. You need to work with the wood and let it teach you. I equate it to playing an instrument. For years, I've been telling myself I was going to pick up my guitars more. I've got a solid bass in theory and can tell you the notes in a lot of the chords from my days playing other instruments through high school. But I've never really dedicated the time to sit down with the guitar in my hands and learn to play it well. So I can strum a few chords, but I really wouldn't consider myself a guitar player. Just like playing the guitar, working wood with hand tools requires some time and dedication to learn to do well. But once you get it, it's a skill that pays endless dividends and will be with you the rest of your life. So by all means, read, watch, and study as much as possible. But most importantly, get out in the shop and do.
Thanks again for listening to today's episode of the Spoken Wood Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please consider subscribing to the show so you won't miss a single episode. Subscribing is quick, it's easy, and more importantly, it's totally free. By subscribing today, you'll be guaranteed not to miss another episode. To find out more information about today's author or any of the previous authors who've appeared on the Spoken Wood Podcast, stop by our website at www.spokenwoodpodcast.com, where you'll find all the show notes and links so you can find them that much easier. And one more thing. Do you have a blog post or an article you'd like to share with the audience of the Spoken Wood Podcast? Drop me a line to get more information about how today at spokenwoodpodcast@gmail.com. Until the next episode, take care, and we'll be talking to you soon.